Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykin. How may I help you today?
I received some earbuds from you, and I don't want them. I'd like to send them back.
All right, let me get you pulled up to see if they even accept them back. Give me 1 second. And what's your shipping zip code?
59803.
First and last name?
Laura Lee.
Okay. And verify your address for security purposes.
3333 Aldora Lane, Missoula, Montana.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see originally you signed up for Hype Watch and Hype Pod. So let me see here if they have a return policy, because some companies don't want it shipped out to you. Let me check for you. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, this company here that you order from, yeah, no, they don't take any of the products back. And so why do you want to return it?
That was both the earbuds and the watch?
That is correct. Yeah, they don't do any returns. Why are you wanting to send it back?
Because my understanding was I was getting it just for the cost of shipping. And then I ended up having to pay $60 a piece for them, and they're not worth it.
Okay. Yeah, you have to read the terms and conditions. Whenever you see these ads pop up and they say you could pay for shipping, that's just to sell it to you, to see if you want to buy it. But when you agree to pay for it, that's not what you're actually authorizing. So you have to read it. Then it tells you that it's not free and you have to pay for it.
Yeah, well, that's in very fine print. And when you actually go to check out, it shows the transaction receipt as being just the shipping charge, and then you're billed for it later. It's a really kind of sly way of doing things, and I think pretty unfair, pretty egregious business practices. And I think, yeah, it's a scam, basically. And I think a lot of people are getting caught with this, and I certainly am. So, plus, the whole thing started as supposedly being from Home Depot because I'd made a purchase there. And it had nothing to do with Home Depot. So, you know, I'm pretty upset about all this. But you're telling me there's no returns at this point.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, for the company you order from, no, they said they do not do returns because they give you this information whenever you sign up to let you know they're going
to
bill you
for this. Yeah, they give it to you. I don't know if you've ever seen the interface, but it's really not obvious at all. You know, in very fine.
Oh, I know. Trust me. It's happened to me before. I've did it and didn't read the terms and conditions, and then bam, here I go with a monthly subscription. So I definitely know. Yes, ma'am. Yes. So that's why you have to be careful. Like I tell people, these things that come through, we don't get that. So like when you're saying like Home Depot, see, we don't get any of that information. So we don't know how it's presented to you.
Yeah. It's presented in a pretty slimy way. And what I caught how I caught on to it was I was starting to get things for, you know, thank you for being a Kohl's shopper. And I never shop at Kohl's. And then I'm like, okay. And then I realized it's all the same. You know, it's all these same watches and earbuds. It's the same product. And this, they're just, you know, kind of tagging on to all these other different vendors as, you know, having some relationship with them, and they don't. So anyway. All right. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Are you so welcome? Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day and stay safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.